Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Cultivating Faith podcast. It's your girl Sierra Nicole. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this episode of the Cultivating Faith podcast, I would like to share Nehemiah's journey of praying, preparing, partnering, and progressing to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the Persian king, and God pressed it upon his heart to rebuild the walls that were destroyed by the Babylonians 6 decades prior. Prior to beginning his 52-day journey to rebuild the wall, Nehemiah prayed and fasted before God. After seeking approval from the king, Nehemiah began his journey to Jerusalem, where he would gather workers and begin rebuilding the wall. That work came with opposition because his opposers heard about his plan and decided to confuse him and his workers. Instead of giving up, Nehemiah stationed guards day and night and got back to work. And that's where, for me, God convicted me. Oftentimes, I think if I pray about it, then immediately my problem is solved, as if God is a magician. Now, God can absolutely solve my problem in an instant. However, in Ecclesiastes, it tells us that there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to pray, and there's a time to activate our faith. Nehemiah prayed and he activated his faith by getting back to work. He not only got back to work, Nehemiah pivoted. Nehemiah prayed, but he shifted his strategy. Most of us pray and go back to business as usual. He went back to work, but he stationed a guard to protect what he was building. When you know that you're facing opposition, you have to be strategic about becoming a watchman over what God has called you to. That happens through prayer, reading the word, and setting boundaries. Opposition begins because the enemy has an open door. Our strategy is to pray and ask God to reveal the door and then shut the door. Nehemiah protected his work. He was not going to let the enemy stop what God had called him to. Now, I have a question for you. Is opposition the reason you quit? If so, get back to it. The enemy is an accuser, and he will use anything and anyone to kill, steal, and destroy. Remember, opposition does not mean you heard God wrong. It means the enemy is mad. Your role is to make the enemy mad and glorify God. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you get back to building this month. If you have not already, make sure you follow me on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, all linked below. And if you're not already, make sure you sign up for my monthly newsletter at the link below. Thank you so much and have a great one. Bye.